Good morning, it's Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Experts say breast milk is critical for premature babies, but sometimes mothers aren't able to produce their own milk. To fill this gap, two nonprofits in Kansas and Oklahoma are building a network of donors and supplying milk to Kansas hospitals.
We got into this business to really save babies' lives and have better long-term health outcomes.
We'll learn more about breast milk donation after the news. The newest school board member in Wichita attends her first meeting June 14th. The Wichita Board of Education has selected Sheila Brown Kennard to fill its vacancy. The seat opened after Melody McCray Miller died in February. The board interviewed 10 candidates last week. Brown Kennard is a retired drama teacher. Her mother, Jo Brown, was the first black woman on the Wichita Board of Education. The new board member wiped back tears after the decision. She says a lot of hard work went into the moment.
It's a dream come true. It's a dream come true. And I know you're happy, Joe.
The board is expected to decide whether to send a bond referendum to the public at its meeting in June. Brown Kennard supports the bond. She says students and teachers deserve building improvements. Local and federal leaders gathered at Wichita State University's Innovation Campus yesterday to open a lab they say will help combat gun violence. The new facility is called the Forensic Crime Gun Intelligence Laboratory. It's a partnership between the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and WSU's Midwest Criminal Justice Institute. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche celebrated the lab's opening from a video feed in Washington, D.C.
There are a few things more important to the success of law enforcement than having the forensic and scientific data behind the good old detective work that we have to solve violent crime.
The Wichita lab is one of three national ATF labs. It will work to pull DNA, fingerprints, serial numbers, and other evidence from guns and ammunition used in crimes throughout the country. A Douglas County judge temporarily blocked Kansas from enforcing a new law that bans non-surgical gender transition treatment for minors, Sam Zeff reports.
Judge Carl Folsom blocked the law, passed by the Kansas legislature this spring, saying it violated parental rights guaranteed by the state constitution. The lawsuit was brought by the ACLU on behalf of a trans teenage girl and a trans teenage boy. Both were forced to seek treatment outside of the state after the bill was passed. Folsom also ruled late Friday that the teens would suffer irreparable harm if the ban remained in place. State Attorney General Chris Kobach, in a statement, called Folsom an activist judge who, quote, invented a new constitutional right out of whole cloth. A trial date has not been set. I'm Sam Zeff.
Fires are burning across southwest Kansas for the second time in just a few months. More than 115,000 acres are burned from at least 9 fires. The biggest wildfire has consumed almost 50,000 acres in Meade County and still has not been contained. Chip Redmond is a meteorologist for the Kansas Forest Service. He said in a video on social media that conditions for fires remain high.
We'll see gusts potentially up to that 45, 50 mile an hour range. We're going to get humidities down to that single digits again with temperatures near 100 degrees. That's extreme fire weather.
Firefighters from Wichita, Derby, Colwich, Clearwater, and Mulvane have joined the firefight as members of the Sedgwick County Wildland Task Force. The Kansas Forest Service says communities in Clark and Meade counties should remain ready to evacuate. Health officials say an Osage County, Kansas resident exposed people to measles at Topeka Baptist Church on May 3rd. It's the first confirmed measles case in the state this year. Dr. Dana Hawkinson is the medical director of infection and prevention at the University of Kansas Health System. In a video posted earlier this year, he warned people to take measles seriously because it can lead to complications or even death.
It can cause people to go to the hospital. It can cause things like pneumonia. It can cause things like central nervous system infection or encephalitis, which is an infection in your brain.
Hawkinson says measles is one of the most contagious viruses. State health officials say exposed people should monitor for symptoms until at least May 24th. Early symptoms include a fever, runny nose, and cough, with a rash appearing later. Wichita Public Schools will continue its summer food program, which offers free breakfast and lunch to all children ages 1 to 18. The program runs from May 27th to July 24th. Children do not have to be enrolled in Wichita Public Schools to qualify. The meals will be offered at 33 different locations. Most will require students to be present and eat on site, but no registration is needed. At Southeast High School, families can pick up weekly to-go meal bags, which does require registration. A full list of times, locations, and menus is at usd259.org/summerfood. The Kansas Supreme Court Nominating Commission begins interviewing candidates this week to fill a vacancy on the court. The Nominating Commission is an independent body made up of lawyers and laypeople. It's looking to fill the vacancy after Justice Marla Lukert retired in March. After members choose the top three applicants, the governor will decide who will be appointed. Interviews are open to the public and will be live streamed on the Kansas Judicial Branch's YouTube channel. People can submit public comments to the commission until Wednesday. A full interview schedule is at kscourts.gov. Many City of Wichita facilities and attractions will be closed or have special hours for the Memorial Day holiday. Closures on Monday include City Hall, the Animal Shelter, and the Wichita Art Museum. Wichita Transit and Paratransit will also not be in service. Some attractions will be open for regular hours, including Botanica and the Riverside Tennis Center. Various public pools will remain open from 1 to 5, and splash pads will be open from 10 to 8. A complete list of closures and special hours is at wichita.gov. We'll be back after this.
Familiar with qualified charitable distributions? If you are 70 and a half years or older, this is an easy, tax-wise way to support KMUW's community-based journalism using your IRA. With a qualified charitable distribution, or QCD, you can use IRA savings you may no longer need to make an immediate impact. Also, if you are 73 years old or older, your QCD can count towards your required minimum distribution, or RMD. Please speak with your retirement plan advisor to see if a QCD may be an option to support KMUW.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Breast milk is incredibly beneficial for babies, but sometimes mothers are not able to breastfeed because of health issues or a premature birth. A growing partnership is bringing more donated milk to babies in Kansas. Beck Shackelford-Wongonga of the Kansas News Service reports.
Amy Trollinger is driving a big white rental van. The back seats are down, and it's stuffed to the gills with giant coolers.
So we have four completely full large coolers.
Trollinger works for the Kansas Breastfeeding Coalition, a nonprofit aimed at promoting and supporting breastfeeding. The coolers are full of frozen breast milk. Once a month, the coalition travels across Kansas for what they call a milk relay. They stop at 19 milk depots or donation sites, often at health departments or hospitals, that collect and store the frozen milk.
Is this your van or is this the milk depot van?
Milk relay day for Trollinger starts early morning in Johnson County and ends in Topeka, where she hands the milk over to another coalition member to finish pickups. Trollinger feels honored to participate in the milk relay. She breastfed her daughter, and she remembers how precious and important her stash of extra milk felt.
And the fact that these women are giving that is just incredible. It gets me choked up.
Yeah,
they're angels, really.
Recently, a new milk depot opened at the Johnson County Department of Health and Environment because other milk depots in the area reached capacity. The relay is part of the coalition's partnership with another nonprofit, the Oklahoma Mother's Milk Bank. The organization screens potential donors, tests the milk for bacteria, pasteurizes it, and distributes it. Most of the milk goes to hospitals for premature babies. Carrie Hale is the clinical director for the Oklahoma Mother's Milk Bank. She says breast milk is one of the best ways to protect babies from multiple complications, including a serious gastrointestinal issue.
And that's an infection that happens with preterm infants in the gut, which is one of the number one, leading killers of premature infants.
Research shows babies absorb nutrients in breast milk better than in formula. Hale says breast milk from the baby's mother is always the best option, but when that isn't possible, donor breast milk is the next best thing. Hale says six Kansas hospitals currently buy milk from the Oklahoma Mother's Milk Bank after it goes through the safety process. The goal is to continue expanding by opening more Kansas milk depots and reaching more hospitals.
We got into this business to really like save babies' lives and have better long-term health outcomes.
Kansas City resident Chika Igbakwe Yates is one of the donors. While I met with her, she assembled one of her pumps and started it up. Igbakwe Yates says she pumps for 20 minutes five times a day. It feels like a full-time job. She plans her days around her pumping schedule.
It's not just the pumping in and of itself. It's you wash the parts, you have to bag the milk, put the milk in the fridge or freezer, and do it all over again.
But Igbakwe Yates says breastfeeding and donating her milk is important to her. She knows firsthand how hard the postpartum period and breastfeeding can be, and she wants to alleviate stress for moms who aren't making enough milk.
A lot of people need that assistance, and at times you just all have to come together. It takes a village to raise a family.
Igbakwe Yates says she isn't sure how much milk she's donated so far with her son, but when she donated milk for the first time with her daughter, she gave almost 25 gallons. She's proud of that, and she's encouraging other moms to consider donating as the distribution program expands in Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wangonga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, High Plains Public Radio, and KCUR. There's more at ksnewsservice.org. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.